This is WCSF 88.7 FM, Joliet.
Good evening, Radio Land. And welcome to the WCSF Halloween Special. Trick-or-treat hours, we will play all your favorite indie rock hits with a spooky Halloween twist. Whether you'll be haunting houses for treats with the kiddies or handing out candy for little boys and ghouls, keep 88.7 on your dial. Halloween, All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day. It's the holiday of many names and many theories on where it came from. Some trace it back to the Celtic festival thousands of years ago, which took place on the night before the new year called Samhain. On this night, when summer ends and winter begins, many believed the veil between the world of the living and the world of the dead was the thinnest. So the Celts would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off evil spirits. It was traditionally a witch that would oversee this ceremony. Let's begin our Halloween journey by listening to the Stone Coyotes and their cover of the song Season of the Witch.
Out my window. What do you think I see? Somebody looking out a window. Oh, it's me. And I think it's strange. It sure is strange. You've got to pick up every bit. You've got to pick up every bit. Rapids running in the ditch.
Now is is not the time for liberal fare. So I go hunting for witches. I go hunting for witches. Cause I'm down to Rome. I go hunting for the 90s. Optimistic as a team. Now it's terror. Everyone's grasping to touch.
Witches and wizards are known for their knowledge in herbs and natural medicines, shape-shifting, and of course, casting spells. During the 14th to 17th centuries, many people were accused and executed because of practicing black magic or evil witchcraft. Many were afraid of the spells from a witch that could turn you into a toad or take control of your mind.
Things you do. this spell on you. Because you're mad, 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 oh, 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 you're mad.
Superstitions date back to man's attempt to explain nature and existence itself. There was a deep belief that animals, nature, and objects held a connection to spirits and the spirit world. To overcome evil forces, different behaviors or superstitions arose. Up next is The Kills and their song Superstition.
Modern eye with original skin and the winds understand your voices of wonder. O ye, the second of the first, whom the burning flames have framed in the depths of my jaws, whom I have prepared as cups for a wedding.
You are listening to the self-proclaimed prophet, Aleister Crowley, as he cites the call of the second ether. In the early 1900s, he was a writer, ceremonial magician, and occultist, meaning he had knowledge of the supernatural, and some of his writings influenced the creation of the Satanic Bible. Let's continue our Halloween journey and listen to Ozzy Osbourne as they question if Crowley's black magic really opened a portal to talk with the dead.
Fly, fly, the devil's in your eyes, shoot, shoot. Fly, fly, the devil's in your eyes, shoot, shoot. Fly, fly, the devil's in your eyes, shoot, shoot. Fly, fly, the devil's in your eyes, shoot, shoot.
Frights than just witches and superstitions. It was believed to be the time evil spirits would roam the earth. There are many legends of monsters that span all countries and beliefs. David Bowie will twist our Halloween journey into the realm of these beasts with his song Scary Monsters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whether you love them or hate them, vampires are seen as both glamorous immortal beings or creepy crawlers of the night. Their legends come from Transylvania, but the actor who brought them to movies and popularity was Bela Lugosi for portraying Dracula in the 1931 film. He passed away in 1956 and was buried in his vampire cape. Let's listen to the Bauhaus song, Bela Lugosi's Dead, which became the omen for Gothic music.
The virginal brides file passes.
This is WCSF 88.7 FM, Joliet.
I'm not the one. You're listening to the WCSF Halloween Special.
Or I'll die.
fiction author of The Paranormal and the Occult, Daniel Cohen, states, "Of all the world's monsters, the werewolf is the one that has been most widely believed in and the most widely feared."
By night may become a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
Line of my eyes. catches mid-strike too. Baby, I'm howling for you.
Legends say you don't fully transform into a wolf, but take on the wolf qualities. You become a hunter, a killer. Let's listen to TV on the Radio and their song, Wolf Like Me.
When the moon is round and fools got a duck that
WCSF Halloween Special.
Rotters, walkers, biters, the undead. The legend of zombies comes from Haiti, and we still tell their stories of when the dead rise up and look to eat the flesh of the living. The term comes from Haitian folklore, where a dead body is reanimated most of the time by magic. Let's continue our spooky Halloween show with zombie songs. Here is the Cramps and their track, Surfin' Dead.
Hold it and Grammy, say you reach top. coming to get you, Barbara. They're coming for you, Barbara.
Look, there comes one of them now.
Yeah.
You're listening to the WCSF Halloween Special.
About 40,000 types of spiders in the world. And did you know that spiders cannot physically die of natural causes? If kept unharmed, a spider can continue to live and grow, with the largest spider ever found at over 8 feet in length and over 500 pounds. Vocalist from The Cure, Robert Smith, said the song Lullaby is based on a recurring nightmare he had as a child, where a giant spider would eat him up.
his arms all around me, and he's turning my eyes. The Paper Chase, and their song, Said the Spider to the Fly, is actually rumored to be a love song from killer Jeffrey Dahmer to his victims. Let's continue our Halloween journey with this spooky spider song.
Oh, I want your head. Oh, I want your wicked parts. I want to wring out your evil thoughts. I want to eat out your bitter heart. Oh, I want your soul to sing six words harmony of all the pigs that might tempt me. I know you're sick alone, and I'm telling everyone everything. So scratch it on the wall of your a short pier, it's a long walk home. You gotta show me where it hurts. There's a beast and a burden kicking, spitting on your bathroom floor. This is your life, this is your life. And when I'm done, it's over. A little bit more. Good things die all the time. God bless your heart. Fill chunks and fire. Kiss me like you mean goodbye. Spin the spinner to the side. When all those times you thought that you were wrong, you were right. So if I fight the good fight, will hairlines recede? Will lines deepen in face to craft a look of defeat? I feel the end is near. My little Monday night whore, my little Saturday night became a Sunday remorse. When it's all over, America, God loves game show heathens. This is your life, this is your life. At last, my good friend, we are even. I know I'll never lose an arm, I'll never stand staring at the phone. I'll never rot up with disease. Don't you bury me and leave. Don't you leave me in the ground alone. You gotta show me where it hurts. Never cremate me to burn. Never chew me up and throw me to sea. You'll never have to find the words. They come spilling unrehearsed, but you and I will never find that peace.
Yeah.
Monsters of Halloween include much more than vampires, werewolves, and zombies. What about the little creatures that can fit under your bed or inside the cupboards? The 19th century author of fantasy and horror, Arthur Machen, inspired H.P. Lovecraft. And Machen's story of evil fairies hiding in the hills is what inspired this next Halloween song.
Thank you.
This is WCSF 88.7 FM, Joliet.
Passing ghosts and evening gown. Out in the rose, with eyes that twirl, a tiny man with a plan to conquer the world. And here's another riddle, one you'll never solve. Who pretends to be so cute like a living doll? The new fault line. Psychic told you once how you would die. With a funny hat and a trendy beard, turned into a brat just as we feared. Here's another riddle, one you'll never crack. Who pretends to be a fan?
You, there's a clown coming your way. Coulrophobia is the fear of clowns. But why are they so scary? Just because John Wayne Gacy dressed like a clown, then lured and strangled over 30 young men, then stuffed their bodies in the dark crawl spaces of his house, doesn't mean that all clowns are bad. Or are they? Maybe they're from outer space.
Be fair.
You're listening to the WCSF Halloween Special.
Well, there's a whole lot of freedom and freedom to be here at the Mad Hunter Party tonight.
United States contains over 100,000 known cemeteries. These graveyards are the final resting place for those who die. But why are they so scary? Is it because we imagine decaying bodies below our feet? Do we picture a hand bursting through the dirt and dragging us down to what lies below? Or is there something even more frightening?
The graveyard's full. We're running out of earth. Everything.
Cemetery is my home. I want to be a part of it, invisible even into the night. And I'll read poetry to the stones. Maybe one day I could be one of them, wise and silent, waiting for someone to love me, waiting for someone to kiss me. I'm 15 years old, and I feel it's already too late to live.
Legend of the Pet Cemetery. What you bury there can come back to life.
The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back. It may look like that person, but it ain't that person. Because whatever lives in the ground beyond the Pet Cemetery ain't human at all.
Nobody knows. I don't wanna be
Halloween special.
Almost half the people in the United States believe in ghosts, or that spirits of the dead can come back. Some believe the ghost or spirit never leaves Earth until there is no one left to remember the one who died. Keep your eyes open as we continue our Halloween journey and listen to the specials with their song, Ghost Town.
Thank you.
ghosts need to be bad. Perhaps if you were nice in life, you could still be friendly in death?
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say, we'll never forget what he learned us. We were
spare me up a little bit of love. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect a specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I woke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or the flying bear. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see.
Maybe you aren't scared of fantastic monsters or creatures from the afterlife. Well, you still have the deranged, the maniacs, the crazed, and the demented. What pushes someone over the edge that leads them to murder? Is it someone nagging them? Is it traffic? Or did they run out of Halloween candy? Keep that candy dish full as we continue our Halloween journey and listen to Tom Waits and the song Murder in the Red Barn.
Man said the reaver's loom was that pale
Get your own place in hell. speak to me of lovers with a broken heart. You wanna know what will really tear you apart? I'm going out to the barn with a never stopping pain. I'm going out to the barn to hang myself in shame.
The band Joy Division paints a creepy picture in their song Day of the Lords. Some rumors claim they sing about schoolhouse bullies, and others say it's Nazi death camps. Either way, it's men inflicting evil.
The bodies of pain.
WCSF 88.7 FM, Joliet.
And the end,
the WCSF Halloween special.
It's the tidal wave.
Sociopaths tend to be impulsive and erratic. They are believed to be brought up in a negative environment, resulting from abuse or trauma. But psychopaths are born without the feelings of empathy. They are seen as charming and trustworthy, and they manipulate people like pawns. When a social disorder becomes a killer, and when a killer becomes addicted, we have a serial killer.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Bury you underneath a log.
Rosemary West tortured and killed 12 young women in their English home, now named the House of Horrors. Fred hanged himself, and Rosemary West still serves her life sentence in prison. The song Evil by the band Interpol is thought to be Fred's last request to his wife, Rosemary, to join him in death.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fear, and the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
That nobody can ever stop is death himself. Let's listen to Echo and the Bunnymen with their song The Killing Moon and the final confrontation with the one unstoppable killer.
Thank you. cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will.
Past the steps on a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Thank you.
You're listening to the WCSF Halloween Special.
Have pondered as to why we enjoy scary things. Psychoanalyst Carl Jung believed people were connecting to primal parts of ourselves buried deep within.
She gets her kicks in stepping.
the Halloween tradition began thousands of years ago as a belief when life and death were at its closest together, as a time to reflect on the past life and prepare for the future death. The holiday began in America as a harvest festival, where neighbors would tell ghost stories, tell each other's fortune, and sing and dance. In the late 19th century, there began a movement to change Halloween from a holiday of ghosts and witchcraft into an event of neighbors and the community uniting together. Parties began to lose their superstitious themes. Halloween had also turned its eyes to the young, and with the baby boomer explosion of the youth in the 1950s, the celebration switched from a community event to the classroom or the home. Trick-or-treating also began, where candy or small gifts were given to those knocking on the doors to neighborhood homes. People still dress as witches and wizards, or ghosts and skeletons, or any figure that represents death. Wearing a ghoulish costume and preparing your home with candy was how you could pass the night unharmed by the spirit world. It was how the tradition began, and it is similar to how we practice the tradition today. Remains a fun holiday to safely play with death and the afterlife.
To arrive, going to a
Thank you, Radioland, for joining me, DJ Garver, and the WCSF Halloween Special. I hope we answered some questions, entertained you with killer music, but left you wanting more from this ancient holiday tradition. Happy Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins sleep in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, Halloween.
Fucking king now. This is